Hey everybody, Pat Mercedi, and it's 4:30 with some news hot off the press. And if you haven't realized it yet, I got some news for you. The Liberal Party of Victoria are weak, pathetic, useless. I want to speak about that ning-nong Matthew guy who basically couldn't organize a booze up in a brewery. Pardon that illustration, but it's the best one that come to mind. A man who is so weak and pathetic that basically gave an election to Dan Andrews and blames everybody else. But wait, there's more. Then we've got this pathetic numbnut down there called John Pasuda. Now, let me just say right now, John Pasuda cannot beat Dan Andrews, so he beats up on the women in his party. Here is an article this morning. Bullies leading the Libs. Okay, now I want to thank Mitch Clark for this. He says, opposition leader John Pasuda is facing allegations that he's leading a culture of bullying within the Liberal Party. Sounds like they're copying Labor down in New South Wales. Woohoo! Pardon the sarcasm. But three MPs, speaking on the condition of anonymity, of course, say they are being bullied by the party's leadership team. The MPs allege that they are being subjected to intimidation by senior party figures who want them to stay silent on key issues. A colleague is considering lodging a formal complaint to the Department of Parliament Services on behalf of one of the MPs. Please wait, there's more. It comes after a heated party room meeting on Tuesday, which resulted in the upper house MP Renee Heath, who is a wonderful conservative human being, I might add, in spite of what the news media want you to believe and all these left wings that want to throw these people under a bus because we don't agree with their leftist, socialist, communist narrative. Love Renee Heath and her dad, by the way. Multiple sources have detailed the fiery exchange to the Herald Sun, which occurred after Mr. Pasuto alleged to have accused Dr. Heath of tampering with party room from a party room meeting in March to expel Moira Deeming. Now, Moira Deeming has been banned from the Liberal Party for attending, a women's meeting called Let the Women Speak. Someone's trying to call me. I put it on Do Not Disturb, but they're still trying to call me. Now, if you're a conservative, you're going to be trashed by John Pasuto. I guess he learned that from Matthew Guy. I'll get on more about Matthew Guy in a minute. In her role as party room secretary, Dr. Heath is required to take down the minutes of what is said each meeting. Supporters told the Herald Sun she was asked to provide the minutes from the March meeting on Tuesday. She did one draft, then a second version was neatened up, copy, but she then provided a third batch of notes, which included comments from the upper house MP Anne-Marie Hermans. And I've got to say something about Anne-Marie Hermans. This woman espouses herself to be a conservative, but she is not. She is a lefty, weak woke. Her father is a minister, Church of Christ, apparently a nice guy. This woman parades herself around as a conservative, but you're not. You are not. Anne-Marie, you are a dissenter and you're divisive. That's what you are. And Pasuto's got you in his back pocket. Let me tell you what it's like down there with the Liberals. It's like that show, The Thunderbirds. You got the people out there, Pasuto out there, the Muppet or the puppet, and then you got the people pulling the strings for him, like this woman here, Anne-Marie Hermans. But another senior MP said the second and third versions of the minutes proposed by Dr. Heath included what appeared to be verbatim quotations, which raised suspicions the document originally thought as an automatic transcript. Mr. Pasuda immediately moved a motion to reject the minutes provided by Dr. Heath. This was seconded by Ms. Hermans. Of course, your Batman needs a Robin, who strongly supported the accusation against Dr. Heath. Dr. Heath later penned a letter to colleagues that said, I once again feel completely stitched up and misrepresented by the leadership with no ability to defend myself. I wasn't given the space to correct the mistruths about me. I'm very, very upset. The way I've been treated and the way other conservative women in this party are treated is nothing short of bullying. Several MPs testified to this. They said he was very cruel to her. You pathetic wimp, Pasuto. Barrister call you an Italian. You can't beat Dan Andrews, So you beat up one of your own. That's what you do, Pseudo. And there's a reason why you can't win an election. And let me remind Matthew Guy why Matthew Guy didn't win the election. Because he's weak and pathetic. He was like, me too, me too, me too. There was no difference. You lost in the debate because you're a pathetic debater. A 10-year-old could have put up a better debate. You were in awe of Dan Andrews. He didn't blame the fact that he gagged some of his ministers. And I can tell you what, I could name some of them. Matthew Guy had information on Dan Andrews that he gagged people on. That's what he did. But he blames the ABC. I'm no fan of the ABC, but doesn't blame his pathetic leadership, doesn't blame his inability to get some fire and some concrete in his backbone. So Matthew Guy, what does he do? Blames the ABC, blames Sky News, blames Reader, and says, there's people at Sky that were once in the Labor Party. Yeah, it's kids. When they grow up and get smart, they don't want to be part of a socialist communist movement. But you act like one, Matthew Guy. And you ran around like a wuss. You had information that you would not release. And I know it. And I'm telling you, some of the people that ran in your party knew it as well. And your PR people was just as pathetic. How do I know? They didn't want your people on my program. These guys need to grow some concrete. Because this guy, Dan Andrews, does nothing more than mock them and ridicule them, as he should. Mr. Pseudo, if you can't prove that people like my redeeming are Nazis, that's what you call them. See, here's what they do, these weak, pathetic lot. They're no different to the Labor Party. Completely the same thing. They demonize you, vilify you, name call you. What ought to happen, and I believe Moira is doing it, Moira Deeming is considering launching a class action, legal action, against Mr. Pseudo for calling her a Nazi. And so she should. And I believe a whole bunch of other people ought to do it. Here's some of the tweets. Breaking news, suspended Victorian Liberal MP Moira Deeming has given opposition leader John Pseudo an ultimatum to issue a media statement making clear that she does not believe she's a Nazi or a Nazi sympathiser. Moira is a wonderful human being who's suffered a lot in her life and a great mum and has every right to speak at a women's speak rally. Just like tomorrow, I'm going to be having several women to come and speak. Now, let me tell you one thing that irritates me. And again, I'm not against anybody, and I'm very grateful for the contacts that God has given me. I cannot find one Indigenous female to speak on this platform tomorrow. Not one. No, I know they're all busy. But I bet you, if I were to contact Lydia Thorpe, she'd jump at the chance. This is why the yes vote is going to be pushed through. Because we don't have the time, and we don't have the organisational skills to come and get on platforms like this one. Oh, hang on a minute. Pauline Hanson can come on. Tanya Davies can come on. Several other. But I can't find one Indigenous female. Unbelievable. And yes, it does annoy me. It does annoy me. And I am annoyed about that. While I do have an Indigenous leader, doesn't have to be a political one, to voice what they feel. But you see, in Victoria, the reason why they voted for Dan Andrews is better the devil you know than the devil they're trying to copy. Better the devil you know than the demon you're trying to copy. Moira Deeming had every right to speak and to be heard and not to be shut down. John Pseudo has no chance of defeating Dan Andrews. Dan Andrews, like Goliath, taunted him yesterday. And you know what? Good on you, Dan. That's one good thing I'll give you credit. Because he deserves to be. John Pseudo is a pathetic, useless leader. Matter of fact, he's not a leader. He's a puppet. Just like Matthew Guy. Puppet to the lobbyists. Puppet to the lefties in there. A puppet to the narrative out there. Do yourself a favor and resign. And for goodness sake, don't call yourself an Italian. You and Albo, you parade around like you're Italians. Well, let me tell you. God, I want to say something right now about that. There's certain Italians you shouldn't be hanging around with. You and Albanese. I'll keep my mouth shut on that one. These guys are nothing but pathetic leftists, career politicians. That's what they are. They are no different than Labor, and that's why the Liberal Party hasn't got a chance in this country. I like what my friend Senator Malcolm Roberts said. If the Liberals did their job, we wouldn't need One Nation. We wouldn't need a strong, great leader like Pauline Hanson and Malcolm Roberts. We wouldn't need independence. But the Liberal Party in this country is exactly that, liberals. They're not giving any freedom to anyone. And while I'm at it, neither is Dutton. Mr. Dutton needs to put his big pants on and come out swinging. Or resign and hand everything to Jacinda Price. At least she's a leader. At least she's making sense. At least she's got some guts. And willing to stand. God help this country. They have abandoned their conservative values. Pseudo, whoever the new ning-nong down there in New South Wales is, who, by the way, I know what happened in electing his deputy. I know what happened. Because a Christian conservative woman wasn't good enough. So you had to delay the vote to stack your numbers. That's what you did. Well, tomorrow at 1 p.m., on all these platforms, if you're wondering what a woman is, come and meet some. Come and meet Tanya Davies. Come and meet. Could be a few surprises on there, by the way. Come and hear from Pauline Hanson. Come and hear from Karina Ressa. Come and hear from some great leaders from across the country. Come and hear from some spiritual leaders. I'm going to be speaking about women's rights and demonizing women and the de-womanizing of women. Not me, they're going to talk. We're going to talk about how this new budget by Mr. Chalmers is going to hit the 55-year-old women more than any other group in this country. We're going to talk and let the mothers speak about the greenies and their leftist agenda to make your kids a bunch of junkies. That's what they want. That's what they're doing. And these teals are no better. And the only reason we've got that mob is because the Liberal Party isn't doing their job. No wonder women are leaving you in the thousands. Maybe you want to get the votes of the ones that aren't women but dress up like women. Maybe we ought to, here's a new name for the Liberal Party. The Bud Light Movement. There you go. Let's call them the Bud Light Movement. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to call them that from now on. Come on. The Liberal Party, no longer. Let's call them the Bud Light Movement. That's what they are, the Bud Lights. I think I'm going to do that from now on, the Bud Light Movement or the Bud Light Party, because that's what they are. Or grow some concrete and some steel in your backbone and stand up and stop abandoning the conservative people of this country. By the way, which your former leader, Scott Morrison, abandoned, betrayed and threw under a bus and then tried to buy them out. We're still suffering from that. And by the way, where are the Christian voices rising up in Victoria against this stuff, against our own? I know of one Christian leader, one. Where's Tim Costello? Where is the father of Christian wokeness in this country? Now, I know I'm going to get a phone call about that one. But where are you, Tim? You're not sticking up for your... You talk about injustice, Tim. Where are you? I'll tell you where you are. You're licking woke boots. You're worshipping at the shrines of Ahabs. That's what you're doing. And I've got no problem telling you to your face either. You got my number. You know where I am. You probably have some of your leaders call me in a few days' time. But this thing has to stop. Alexander the Great one day came back from battle one day, and a young man was asleep at the post. Alexander the Great drew his sword, put the sword under the guy's chin and said, "What's your name?" In fear, the young man started to tremble and said, "My name is Alexander." And this is what Alexander the Great said to this young man asleep at the post. "Either change your name or change your conduct." Have a think about that statement. Either change your conduct or change your name, Bud Light Party. Look forward to seeing you all tomorrow, 1 p.m. Please like this. Please share this. I'll put a link here for tomorrow, as well as some images. Thank you. And thanks to the people who are in that party right now who are trying to fight for our freedoms. There's always a fighting remnant in there. And I'm telling you, we need to make a stand. God bless everybody. Thank you.